Hey everyone, Jeff Ray here again. Welcome back. Today I want to talk about year-end goals and reassessing goals and figuring out where you want to be in your 2020. So 2019 has been an interesting year for me. I'll go in a little bit deeper in that in a few minutes. But I want to lay out something I started back in early 2014 that I kind of kept around to see kind of progression-wise where I went and where I became. and it's a good metric to analyze how far I have advanced in certain areas and in certain areas maybe I slacked in. So I created a document around Valentine's Day 2014. I was pretty lonely at that time and never been on a date, never had any type of relationship at all growing up. And I don't know if that was because I think I put a lot of barriers up in my life to protect myself and to prevent me from getting hurt by people. And I think that I made myself inaccessible to people. And another interesting thing is, like, especially right now with the whole Me Too movement, us as males have to be very careful how we approach people because they, you know, immediately start thinking out of the box, if you will, in terms of what your intentions are. So it could be something as just saying hi to someone and someone gets completely offended. So that's something that kind of affects the way I interact with people, and it's something I am going to attempt to work on and figure out the best way to approach people, the best way to talk to people, the best way to engage them in conversation, and be less businessy. So I tend to approach conversations in a businessy manner. I've been raised by an entrepreneur, so that's the way we normally talk around here. So trying to become less serious in my communication and more informal and but still staying true and direct with people. So in February of 2014, I created this I think what was an Evernote document. And then I put it away, and I reviewed it a year later. And actually, yeah, it's not true. I had a few metrics in there that I wanted to meet, some micro goals. And we'll talk about macro goals and micro goals here in a minute. But one thing I wanted to do was to always focus on three areas to set goals in. And those areas have to be distinctly different and unique from each other. So but in the end they all combine to make who you are. So I'm gonna read a little excerpts out of here, and feel free to take notes. I plan on making a kind of a Google Doc at the end of this video to share kind of with a template that you can take and make it your own. This is something that you don't necessarily have to follow. It's something that you can just kind of look at the overall format, figure out what works best from you and your situation that you're in at this given time, and run with it. And you can always adapt to it. You can always come back to it. So I call this document Me 2.0. So I grew up, went to school, got an education. Now I'm in the workforce, and I need to figure out where I was going to go with that. So this was around Valentine's Day, so I was seeing a lot of my friends going out with their girlfriends, wives, people getting married, people getting engaged. And one thing that has been a common thing that I've dealt with is feeling left out and lonely. So I started out, this week has been an interesting one. It began with signing up for some dating website. So first thing I went to is, you sign up for dating websites if you want to start meeting people, especially opposite sex. So I signed up, I believe, for eHarmony, Match.com, Tinder. I think my friend told me about Tinder, and I wasn't too sure about that. And I'll go deeper into dating websites and kind of the pros and cons here in a little bit. Still, as I'm writing, I'm trying to figure out everything about these dating websites. I'm at this time in my life. I was 27 years old, and I was going on 28 years old, and I need to really reflect on where I have been and where I'm going. I've been lethargic, not motivated to be part of something in the past. I have my own self-pity and constant work to blame for that. So I'm a workaholic. I software engineer, and I always work. I am always working, and that's something that, to this day, I am working with to kind of set boundaries around it, but also maintain the work ethic that I have to have for this profession that I'm in. I'm still very conscious of how people perceive me from the aspects of my intellect based on my hands and feet. So, as I said earlier, I was born with some missing digits on both my hands. I also wear prosthetic leg and a brace. So, a lot of times in the summer, I'll be walking around in shorts. In the winter, obviously in pants. So, you know, it's some of my anomalies are hidden, and but obviously I can't control what people think about me, and or should I have to control what people think about me? I don't have to worry about it. And that's something that, again, I am still working on to this day. Going back to this, I began to think of some goals to help me improve my self-confidence and make me learn more about who I am and become a better man. There are three areas in my life I want to do better. Number one was health, fitness, spiritual, and me. And number three was love. So one was health and fitness, two was spiritual in me, and three was love. So on the health and fitness front, it was all about building a routine and rhythm. At that time, my goal was to lose 2 pounds per week to get to a target weight of 190. That's still a target weight of mine. And I will assess my progress weekly through Weight Watchers weight tracking program, which when I was going through this, that worked good for me at that time. So again, this was February 14th, 15th of 2014. And I was around, I believe I was around like 250, 252. So let me do the math here. Yeah, I was around like 255. So by March 15th, I wanted to go down to 249. By April 15th, 241. So kind of a step down, you know, lose 2 pounds a week type thing and go from there. And I would say by kind of, I met all my goals, and I stopped tracking kind of at the end of July, and I'll talk about that here in a minute. But July 15th, or June 15th, sorry, I was down to 225. So I went from 255 or so to 225. So I lost, you know, 25 pounds effectively. And then I went on eHarmony at the time, and I found someone and started dating her, and things moved fast. We got engaged in February the following year, married in May of 15, and then had a child in June of 16, and then actually December 28th of 2017, we separated. I left the marital home, and I went back to my parents' house, and ended up going through the divorce process. So after I wrote some of these dates down and the weight goals, how was I going to get there? I was going to eat healthy. I was going to do some fitness, cycling at the gym, weights at the gym, go to the driving range, which proved to be difficult with a torn ACL, and then walk around the office at lunch. And so those were good things. I was regularly cycling at the gym every other day. I was doing 8 miles on the recumbent cycle there. And I was doing that in about 30 minutes or so. So that was my target. So I'd do 8 miles in 30 minutes. And I believe it was like an intermittent up and down training regimen there. So spiritual. So grew away from the church, college, and I became energized to go back to church, and I found a lot of churches around me didn't offer kind of big ministries that I could fit into. So they were primarily older people, and they didn't really attract the younger people, younger crowd, men my age, and women my age, and you know, just the whole group of the whole mix-up of the congregation was geared towards more established people, the elderly. So I found a church that was local. It had more contemporary music, more contemporary service, and started going there. And I went to a singles class, and it became basically kind of a, it was like a divorce support group, and I didn't want to be there. It was, just not my thing at that time. And so I fit in well at the men's group, and basically we would study a book of the Bible. We would go verse by verse, and we would be in a small group and then come back together as a big full men's group at the end and discuss what we talked about that evening. And then the love thing, which I brushed on earlier. I came a long way in my life. I've done a lot to get to where I am. Yes, we all can do better things. I'm putting out there, I'm looking for a best friend in life, one that will set me for me, teach me to do better, guide me in the rest of the life journey. I'm completely lost on this front. So, never had a girlfriend, never been involved at all. I've asked a few people out, and I got rejected, and that hurt. And I have some things to learn here. I wrote, my mind thinks in logical code. I'm a software engineer, so I'm pretty binary. I'm zeros and ones type of guy. So, and so I'm more factually driven, more logically driven, where women are more emotionally driven. So that was something I had to kind of get used to in figuring that out. I also had to develop some thick skin. I had to learn rejection. So that is my goals for kind of 2014. And I achieved most of them. And weight is still an issue. So I was down to 220, and then got married, had a kid, and then went through a divorce, and now I'm up to 300. So that's what stress can do. So tonight is an interesting night in terms of where I've been. I decided 2 years ago that it was time to move on and start anew, and it was heartbreaking, and it was very hard to leave, and things were building up to a place that it just wasn't conducive for, I believe, any of us to be in that type of environment. So, about 3 a.m., I left and went through the whole process of divorce, and still, going through that kind of recovery phase right now of that, in terms of just, the brokenness of it. But I am in a better place today. 2 years ago, my parents told me that, it looks bad now, but in 2 years you'll look back, see how far you came, and certainly I have grown and have certainly overcome many, many hurdles. And I think some of this strength I had going through the process was really can be really attributed to growing up with all these adversities and having the mental strength to put up with this. Again, I'm not going to go too far into details here and name names or anything like that, but it was a long and arduous process and very costly. And I can say lawyers are there's two types of lawyers. There's heavy litigators, aggressive, and there's also more reactive lawyers. And when I started this, when I started out on this journey here, I read a few books, and basically, if you're contemplating divorce, there's one thing that you need to know is that the aggressive attorneys, everybody wants a bulldog in their corner to go after their ex, and things become vindictive really quickly, and it becomes very emotional. And typically, these aggressive attorneys will thrive on that, and they will run up your bill. They'll file, I would call them frivolous motions, if you will, against the opposing counsel and the opposing party, just essentially to make a point and produce a response, invoke a response. And you gotta keep a level head. And then you have other attorneys that are more reactive. So these guys are in and done, just let's sit down, let's figure this out. And they can become bulldogs too if they're pushed. So I had a very good attorney who basically said, "We're gonna get this thing done for in a couple months, and we'll be out the door under just a few thousand dollars, and we'll be good." But things ended up going the other way with opposing counsel, and it kind of ballooned, and I think it probably added more damage to the already thing relationship that was going on there, and it increased tension so much that I think it severed a lot of maybe good intentions, going forward. But when it's all said and done, everybody came to the table, got things done, and that attorney obviously wasn't there at that time, and we got the deal done, we moved on, and we are co-parenting well in terms of our daughter. She's our focus, and she is just the world to me, and the world to my ex-wife. So it's I think at the end of the day, if you can get over the emotion and get over any vindictiveness, either from an attorney side or whatever, and focus on what matters at the heart of the case. If you don't have a kid, it's just equitable distribution and getting the thing done. And if you do have a kid, it's about the kids and equitable distribution. I'm not an attorney, so, but this is from what I learned. So, 2020 is a year kind of rebuilding for me. It is going to be of focusing on myself first, losing weight, focusing on eating well, exercising, and then building up self-confidence again. So, the whole prior process is kind of eroded self-confidence. So, this has taken a lot for me to get on YouTube here and tell you about my struggle. I bought a microphone a year ago, or maybe a year and a half ago, and I was going to do a podcast, and had a friend come over, and he said, "You have a lot of interesting stories that people would like to hear. Why not start a YouTube channel?" So I'm here. And I appreciate you sitting here and watching. And I intend to stick with this and to make videos that will kind of invoke your thinking in terms of how you deal with life and how you deal with certain situations, and ultimately at the end of the day, we're only here for a few years, so we we have our grave, we're gonna have our start date, and we're gonna have our expiration date, and we're gonna have a line in between it. That's about everything that you do in life is that line. So try to make that line as bold as possible, and do wake up and do the best that you can be. So I appreciate your time and have a wonderful day.